Cozy Huggins, the president of Park City High School's Gay Straight Alliance, secretly nominated her school's club. She says the group, although small, has worked hard to support equality through fundraising and donating their proceeds to the cause, as well as educating both high school students and the Park City community about equality issues. She recently received word that the local high school GSA, one of about 600 registered in the network across the country, is one of the finalists.
Through the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network Center, and we're one of the top five in the nation. It's turning out to be, and we should find out about that next week, hopefully. I was so proud of how hard everyone worked for our Sundance fundraiser. I mean, standing out in negative degree weather and yelling at tourists was no easy feat, and we were able to raise all that money, so I was very proud.
The group has invited State Senator Jim DeBacchus, who is openly gay, to Park City next week to give an update on the state of the anti-discrimination bill, Senate Bill 100. DeBacchus is one of the co-founders of Equality Utah and the Utah Pride Center. GSA member Jeremy Billow says that DeBacchus will be at the high school's large lecture hall Tuesday, April 8th at 6 p.m.
He's going to be talking about the implications of that in the next legislative session because it's such an important issue. It discusses anti-discrimination in the workforce, in housing, in insurance, and things like that. And just how that affects every citizen, because anti-discrimination is something that is really an issue for not just LGBT people, but for everyone. And when we protect minority classes, you know, that benefits all of us.
All LGBT issues, including Senate Bill 100, were shelved this legislative session while the state fights the federal court's ruling to overturn Amendment 3.
Because the Amendment 3, which bans same-sex marriage in the state of Utah, was overturned in December, both the House and the Senate decided they were not going to focus on anything to do with LGBT issues, and they decided that for some reason anti-discrimination was too touchy to deal with. So they're going to hopefully talk about that in the next legislative session. But, you know, it's something that really has a lot of implications going forward, because in the state of Utah, you can be fired for being gay, you can be denied housing, you can be denied your insurance, lots of things like that. And, you know, it's something that needs to be brought up here in Utah, because we're going forward into the 21st century, and that's something that's from the past that needs to be changed.
DeBacchus will give a short presentation and then open it for questions. Everyone is invited to attend. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.